Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Biden administration still weighing options in response to the drone attack that killed those three American service members in Jordan.
U.S. forces in the region have come under attack at least 165 times since the start of Israel's war against Hamas. The U.S. military has responded with airstrikes against Iranian-backed militants in Iraq and Yemen. As for striking inside Iran, a senior U.S. official says Biden has deep misgivings, fearing the conflict could further escalate.
That's ABC's M. Nguyen. Details of the attack coming to light, including that U.S. forces may have mistaken the enemy drone for a U.S. drone, which is why it got through security systems. The Homeland Security Secretary expecting a House committee will vote on articles of impeachment against him today. House Republicans say Alejandro Mayorkas has lied to Congress about the southern border. Illinois, the latest state to consider whether to keep Donald Trump on the primary ballot after a recommendation that he be removed. This is ABC News. The final gold medal of the 2022 Winter Olympics now being announced. The International Skating Union confirming the U.S. will get team gold in the skating competition. An international sporting court just officially disqualifying a Russian figure skating for doper, dropping the Russian team out of first place. Brace yourself for some pain at the pump.
Gas prices have been relatively stable now for weeks, down a few pennies and up a few and then down again. But analysts say drivers are about to get a shock as refineries start switching to more expensive summer blends of gas and demand rises going towards summer. Prices between mid-next month to May could go up 85 cents a gallon. And any conflict in the Mideast could make that even worse.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. No surprise to anybody who drives around New York City, but a new study says Big Apple has the worst traffic in the country. GPS company TomTom says it takes an average of nearly 25 minutes to go 6 miles in New York. Number two on the list, Washington, D.C. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together we're Mino and the Mayor on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A key committee of state lawmakers this week will take up a proposed $7.5 million matching grant as Wisconsin seeks to be a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront that state approval is an important step.
So now the state's coming forward and saying, we do believe it, we agree, and we're willing to put money behind this.
The governor has to sign off on the matching funds by the end of next month. Vaping in Wisconsin is among the lowest in the United States, according to a new study. Research from Forbes Advisory ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation for e-cigarette use. Only 3.3% of Wisconsin adults tell the study they vape every day. The national average is 3.8%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lose 113-107 in Denver. 25 points and a triple-double for the Nuggets' Nikola Jokic. But new head coach Doc Rivers says the Bucks made him work for it as they try to improve their defense.
When he takes 25 shots, it means a couple things. Number one, he couldn't find guys the way he wanted to. And then number two, that means he had to force a lot of tough shots. That's what our defense has to be.
Giannis Antetokounmpo named the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. It's the second time this season and the 23rd time in his career. Baseball, the Brewers' new first baseman, Rhys Hoskins, spoke to reporters about leaving the Phillies in free agency and why he thought the Brewers might offer him a contract.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit. I've talked to a bunch of guys either on the team or that have played there in the past. It just fit even more so with, you know, the type of culture that they have and what I'm trying to accomplish.
That's Brewers' first baseman, Rhys Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few snowflakes, and then eventually just drizzle after the temperatures do warm a bit. But overall, it's going to be another cloudy, dreary day today with a high of 37. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Clearing tonight will drop down to 30. Tomorrow will be sunny, a bit breezy, and warmer with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Look at those temperatures. 37 degrees at 6:06 in the morning in Oshkosh. 34 in Afton, 34 in Green Bay. Is it going to get to be like 50?
Next week. I was looking at that. And we had Brittany Merlot on yesterday, and she just talked about we got this 14-day stretch of way above average. And think about
like
it, Johnny.
Like record highs, right?
Right. Yeah. We may hit 50 degrees next
in
Thursday.
In February, in the middle of February. Not even the middle, the first week of February, which is normally like cold.
Exactly.
Crazy cold.
Think about it. Halfway through February, I mean, another two weeks and we're in March. And
I know.
Then you can start living with like, okay, spring training and...
Yeah.
All right. I mean, so hey, you've... I was teaching last night, but got home and you've been... Looks like you're working all angles. You're on TV, you were on some... Somebody called me last night and just said they saw you or read about you. I just want to give you a lot of credit for taking on, like, as busy as you are, to take on another project to enhance the Bart Starr Bridge
Thanks.
Sign. I think that, you know, the Green Bay is a great city, right? We talk about that all the time. But lately they've been doing things on the cheap. And I just, you know, again, I know you get sick of me saying when I was mayor, but when I was, and you've been to plenty of my state of the city addresses, we said, look, we're going to develop this city and anything we do is going to be worthy of putting on a postcard. So like the Northland Hotel, the City Deck, even the Zip and Pippin. I mean, and we made postcards. I mean, you go to the Northland Hotel and say, look, do you have postcards? They will give you postcards of the city. And then why we would just, you look, and no one's, Bart Starr's family is not complaining. I mean, they are honored to have something named after them. But, you know, these guys who work on this, just so they can put it on their campaign literature, that is the cheapest sign you could buy. It's that brown and what, off-white. And I think, look, it's going to be, you got to work with DOT, you got to work with the landowners, but I don't know if it's going to be a mural, but it's going to be better than what we have right now. And I just, it takes leadership, and we don't have that on the city council. And then you as a private citizen, and I think this is, you're a good example, stepped up and did this. And I think it's great. And
well,
I want to support it. I want to
thank
send
you. I think there's a lot of hoops I got to jump through.
Yeah.
I understand that. But again, I just, you know, I just think Bart Starr, we are what we are. Green Bay, in a lot of ways, say whatever you want. The title town aspect, people can say, well, we're not just a football town. But let's be honest, to people from outside of here, that's what we're noted for. And I just think that guy, who is such a class individual, you couldn't find a greater representative, I don't think, for a city than Bart Starr.
Yeah.
When you bring in all the factors, you know what I mean, as far as like with the sports and with the whatever, just such a class gentleman and what he did to personify Green Bay. I just think it needs to be spiffier. That's all I'm saying. I'm not complaining.
No.
I'm not, but just... You know, get rid of the barbed wire and the fence that's got pieces missing, and just honor him a little bit. That's all I'm trying to do.
Right.
I'm not trying to make a distraction. Not trying to whatever. Just I just think Bart Starr deserves better. And probably Ray Nitschke, too. What would it hurt? If you're going to do it, let's just do it as good as we can. That's all I'm saying.
And and like you said, and I've read some of your, you've shared some of your emails. People are willing to help.
Yeah, absolutely. People have been great.
And so I don't know. I think it's great. So that's going to be a fun little project for us to do. It is. It's worth a shot. And you got the county board that's helping.
They were great
that
night. They were super. And, you know, you got Spencer and he's good and Tom. Yeah. So we'll give it a shot and see what happens.
I think it's great.
All right. Thanks. So, National Croissant Day. Big fan of the croissant, but I never get them. Do you? When's the last time you went to the place you ordered a croissant?
Well, I don't know. Last week.
Oh, yeah. But never mind then.
Well, no, do
he's that guy.
Little orange marmalade. Like,
when's the last time you ever had? Oh, Tuesday. Yeah, okay.
Do you buy those? They're not that expensive. I mean, get them in the, making them is difficult because those aren't the healthiest things to eat. But
it's hard as making pasties?
Yeah, no, pasties is, that's takes some magic. But, you know, croissants, buying those, heating them up, those are awesome, right? So yeah, they have their own day?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Everybody's got a day. Christian Bale, great actor. Love him. Phil Collins.
Oh, my man. Okay, this is great.
Okay, go ahead. What?
This is my wife's favorite entertainer.
Christian Bale?
No.
Oh.
Phil Collins.
Oh, well, I was going to get to that.
Oh, okay. No.
Phil Collins?
We went and saw him when he was in Milwaukee. And I don't want to get it wrong, Todd, because you scold me every time I pick the wrong band. But he is just the best, right?
What band is he with?
Not Journey.
Correct. But it is a ja. Remember?
Genesis.
Genesis.
There you go.
Very good.
And he was in Milwaukee. I don't know where we saw him. But anyway, great seats and just an unbelievable show. Now, that's when he was super healthy and, you know, came out and did a huge
big
drum.
Yeah, he's got issues.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I don't think he.
He's done touring.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Just totally done.
Yeah. But he came and did that drum solo.
Oh, he's amazing. He really is.
Yeah,
I was never a fan of that kind of music, to be honest with you. But
really?
But he's great. I respect the heck out of it. Everybody's got their certain type of music.
And two hearts. No, I mean, right? I mean, it was a little bit of, you know, I went because of Donna, but it was good. I mean, I'm not complaining. It wasn't like I was rolling my eyes, but it was, there's a lot of women there.
All right.
Okay. Well, I really like him. He's one of my favorites.
Okay, but, there you go. All right, thank you, Todd. Bailing me out of that.
Gene Hackman, 94. Wow. Gene Hackman, his character in Hoosiers ranks right up there as one of the all-time great sports movies for certain. But I think he was so phenomenal in that movie. It was just incredible. Love that movie. I could watch that movie once a month.
I don't think there's a movie he was
no,
in.
No, right?
He just didn't knock it out of the ballpark.
Totally agree. Did you ever see the movie about the guy? It was Owen Wilson, and he was a fighter pilot during, Kosovo and Serbia and Croatia.
Behind enemy lines?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal in that movie. That was a good movie. That was a good movie. Where the guy was trying to escape?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
Oh. How bad bleep was the guy tracking him the whole time. And the guy has to hide another skeleton so he doesn't show up in the satellite. Oh, I love that movie.
Oh.
Beatles made their last public appearance as a group on this date, 1969. The performance of Get Back was filmed for the movie Let It Be. Those used to be really bad movies, though. Remember when bands used to come out with movies? Remember Ringo came out with one time and it was terrible? They're all just really not good. It also has those English movies. I don't like anything British movie-wise.
No,
I'm just not into the British type stuff.
Oh.
And they were just not good movies.
So it's a British movie on top of it is a bad movie. Yeah. That's
put those two together.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The only thing I like, about England or whatever? I've never been there. But I think we should get their police sirens.
Nee, 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 nee.
Yeah.
You like those?
Yeah. Yeah. Those really get your attention, don't they? So there you go. So get that happening for us. We got a lot of stuff going on today. We got the Fox City's crisis response team for domestic violence. Cheryl Dingman's going to be here. We had her here a month or so ago?
No, a couple months ago.
A couple months ago.
Three or four.
I think this is something very, very important. Don't you?
It's a volunteer organization that, we talk a lot about Midwest restoration. And we talk about things that can go bad. But the emotional side of it is where Cheryl and her group come in. And they really are trained to work with people
victims.
And that have nowhere else to go.
Absolutely. Very important. So it'd be great to have Cheryl in here. 7 o'clock, Ryan Ruzicconi from Riverside Pizza. I can't wait for this. Riverside Pizza was just a legendary pizza up in Iron River, Michigan. And I was telling Todd, the first time I ever had it was November of 1971.
Wow.
And the reason I remember that, I can tell him this story, is that I helped my brother move to Iron River, Michigan, from Nagani. And he ran the Montgomery Ward's catalog store. Okay.
Nice.
How's that dating yourself? When you're throwing out Montgomery Ward,
wow,
you know you're going back in time.
Yeah.
Yes. And I remember having that. It was the first time I'd ever had pizza that's cut up in little squares.
Oh, that's
and I remember
right.
thinking to myself, that's a great idea. Yeah. That's a really great idea. Yeah. And it was just, it was fun. So they've moved to Green Bay. They're doing big things with UW Green Bay basketball, which is cool.
Both men and women?
Well, right now with the men, with one of the NIL things.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Foster Wonders.
Foster Wonders.
Yep. Right.
Who's from Iron Mountain, Michigan.
And he's their guy.
Yes. So I think it's really cool. And I think that's so awesome that UW Green Bay is getting some exposure along those lines. This is the first NIL, you know, name, image, likeness for a Green Bay athlete. And who knows, maybe this opens up the door for more. I mean, that's the going thing these days in sports, love it or hate it. And GB basketball, I'm telling you, man, God bless them.
Did you see that crowd?
We gotta get Sundance on again, Todd, whenever you can. Maybe even tomorrow. We got an opening.
We'll
Let's try it.
There's a game.
So happy for him.
Me too. And there was a record.
Then Sandra Rank is coming on. Sandra Rank Real Estate Collective with Keller Williams. She's going to be coming on, of course, at 7:30. Got a bunch we're going to talk to her about. So a lot of stuff going on here this morning.
Hey, GB, record crowd. Did you see that at the Rush?
Well, not a record. I mean, it was their biggest one since, I think, like 2019.
Oh, since Sundance came on. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Because
there was something that he made a comment. You're right. In his world, it was a record crowd.
Yes.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yes.
Because
when they've had 11,000.
Yeah, okay. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they did what
But I'm just
that.
So happy for him.
Me
Love
too.
His enthusiasm. Kevin Borsett's team, again, playing tremendous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, God bless them all. I think that's fantastic. Fun
they
to watch.
Play this week at 11
Gary
o'clock.
Gresh, who we've had on, his team's 17-3.
Yeah, I know, right?
Nice story on him last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go to the game this Thursday, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
That's nice about our job is, you know, we're.
Let's go. Let's do it.
We're unemployed after 8 a.m.
So let's do it. All right.
That'd be good.
Actually, we're working on another guest. I don't know if it could be. Well, of course, you know, this is almost like a Youper week we've got going here. Friday, we've got the
trivia.
Thursday is the trivia.
Thursday is what is Thursday?
So 7:30 is Youperty.
Youperty.
You're hosting the show.
Hey! Welcome to Youperty.
We have to get on with the show. Okay? You got to with your accents and with Martha and everybody else. But that is going to be a fun.
Came up
fun
with 30
time.
Questions. I don't know if we'll need all 30. Maybe
no.
even 15,
probably not. But
it's good
what?
To have them.
We've got them because we can play it again.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And we have some pretty good product from the UP as contestants, right?
Yes.
We got Steve Grenier, who
Norway,
Michigan Tech. Grew up in Norway.
Norway Knights.
And is the director of public works for the city of Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
He's very excited about coming on,
that's
too.
Awesome.
I think that's going to be kind of fun.
And the winner gets the golden pasty.
Oh, that's right.
Hopefully.
We have the
golden pasty. Well, it still has to be made. We're still working
on making
it.
We're working on making it. But
it'll be there. Just hang on, folks.
And that's going to be a traveling trophy.
Absolutely.
So we'll do this again.
Yeah.
And who's the other contestant?
Laura Wiegert from the Fox Cities Chamber.
Oh, yeah, Ishwaring Hematite.
Right. That's right. She.
Yeah. Her.
Boy, it's going to be fun.
Can't wait. Thursday at 7:30. Say it again, Todd.
Youperty.
Welcome to Youperty.
You'll get the music. Oh, this is going to be, great.
That's all we're going to do is just do that the whole time.
All right. This will be good.
All right. And you're the judge.
I am.
You're the behind the scenes guy. Like, who's buzzing in first?
Exactly.
And they got
and
the thing right?
If they, do
because
they word
I will
it?
Say this. Some are kind of subjective, the answers. Like, there's certain words, they have to be able to pronounce it right.
Is this like Jeopardy, though? Do they have to ask in the form of a question?
I know, that's up to Todd.
Okay, all right.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
But I'm the judge. That'd be great.
We still got stuff to do, Jim. I mean, come on. We still got 2 days.
Okay, yes. What's the rush?
Wow. All right, we're going to set a quick break. We had a big show coming up, folks. Mind on the mayor. Stay with us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfer.
transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Fascinating story, Phil. I expect you'll want to join the lads right now, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Well, indeed, right now, here is Phil and, of course, the £4 notes and their latest record, which I know is going to do very well. You're going to love it. It's called Two Hearts.
Oh. Jim was singing this before, so I thought, you know, we'll just play it.
Nice.
I didn't know what we were hearing there for a second.
You're playing this for my wife. This isn't my song, but yes, she... Oh, man, she used to play this all the time. Like, all the time. But this guy was great, right?
No question. You can't argue that. You know.
Great drummer.
Oh, my God.
Took a great band and elevated it to a different part in the whole scheme of top 40 radio and all that kind of stuff.
And then there was such an urban legend about his one song about, I can feel it coming.
Yeah.
And where it's like, I saw you drowning and I didn't help you out. Remember that song, Todd?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember the song, but I don't remember
the backstory. Oh, there was all kinds of theories, but like, it was actually a guy that attacked his wife at one time or something, and he was drowning in, like, Central Park in the pond or whatever. And then, oh, there were all kinds of urban legends about that song. Do you remember that?
I remember that story. I'm trying to look up if there's anything real about that.
Yeah.
But that's cool that he, you know, you talk about patience just in anything, right? You got to kind of wait your turn, but... I mean, right? He was a backup band, wasn't Kenny Rogers a backup guy too?
And then a lot of guys,
cool that those guys are patient enough to know that. Look, someday I'm going to be
a lot of the top biggest. Billing. A lot of the biggest TV themes in the '60s. The band that performed them had Glenn Campbell and Leon Russell in their bands. Glenn Campbell was a huge backup studio guy for a long time.
Is that amazing?
Yeah. I think that's cool.
So do I. They wait their turn, and you know I'm sure. It's
I used
very
to love
political.
The. Do you remember the Glenn Campbell show?
Yeah,
I would sit there with my little tape recorder, and wait for certain because whatever guest star he brought on, they would do like their big song, and I'd sit there with my little tape recorder and record that. That's how I listened to music back in those days. I bet a lot of people did that.
I don't.
I bet you. I will. Anybody else out there? Text us if you can. Did you ever do that? Like that was how you got your music was having a little tape recorder. And watching those TV shows and recording them. Or the other greatest thing was New Year's Eve when they do the top 100 countdown.
Yeah.
And you'd record those off the radio. Yeah.
I mean, later down the road when you had stereos and stuff like that, I would do with Casey Kasem, right? Every weekend on Sunday night, I would be ready to record my favorite songs.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you know, at number one, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now,
here's your long distance.
Grew out of insecurity
from
a small town in Nebraska and vaulted to number four this week.
He was mayor for 16 years, and now he's got no job. Jim Schmidt, this song's for you.
Yeah. This is for you. Mm-hmm. He's on the radio, but we're not sure why.
Is anyone listening?
If no one's listening, do you really hear him?
Right. We can't play it on the air, but have you guys heard the outtakes of Casey Kasem?
No.
Oh my gosh, I've got to play.
You know, some station still carries him on like Saturdays, and I still love it.
Yeah,
that is still good radio.
He had to talk about a dog dying.
Okay.
And in a long distance dedication, and they came out of an up-tempo record, and he lost his mind on the engineer.
Really?
You want me to come out of a bleep 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 up-tempo record and talk about a bleeping dog dying?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Get Don on the phone. Where's Don? You know, and it's all this great stuff from him.
Wow. Oh, I'd love to hear that.
I got to share that with you guys. Yeah. You'd love it.
Oh, my God.
Somebody mentioned the Johnny Cash show, too?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. It's exactly correct. Johnny Cash. I would sit there at that. I remember when I was so excited because Bobby Gentry was going to be on there. And I was going to record Ode to Billy Joe. One of my all-time favorite songs. 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. My brother's bailing. Okay,
I do it. I know it.
Dinner time, we stopped. Back to eat. Mom holler at the back there. Y'all remember to wipe your feet? Remember that one?
Wow, not in that detail.
I still
yes,
don't know
I do
what she threw
the
off the damn bridge. I wish she would just come out and just say, what was thrown off the bridge? Just
right.
tell us.
Right.
Come on,
right.
just tell us.
That keeps you wanting
would you throw off the bridge?
Right.
Anyway.
But yeah. So that's cool that you were, as a little kid, would now that would be illegal today, right?
And I would play, I would, copyright well, laws? Not if you don't, you know, sell,
go sell it.
Or, but I would play disc jockey. That. I could dig out some old tape. I would play disc jockey and record it. Yeah, that was terrible. My voice hadn't changed yet. And now,
that's funny.
Glenn Campbell with Gentle on My Mind right here on WJOHN.
That's funny.
I really and truly did. Yes.
I believe it.
I kind of did the same
thing.
I think
everybody kind of did. Once you got the tape recorded, that was a little bit of magic, man.
Oh, yeah.
You could do anything. I did play-by-play, you know.
Tape recorders were cool. No,
I'd watch
that's true. That
game
was a
and
thing.
Do a play-by-play.
Yep.
And actually, I don't feel dorky about that because I was reading about Kevin Harlan. Nice article on Kevin Harlan doing the Super Bowl again this year.
Yep.
And he talked, but he would do that in his room. He would watch games and do the play-by-play. I did the same thing.
And here you are.
Here I'm sitting with you.
And he's at the Super Bowl.
He's at the Super Bowl. I'm sitting here with you.
Yeah, I don't
so know. There was a wrong turn.
Talk
someplace.
About Phil yeah. Collins. How those paths diverged.
I don't know what kind of recorder he had, but he sure did a hell of a lot better than you.
Yeah, that's not even a question.
Hey, I got to get your comments. Just I know we're kind of trying to move off football, but I can't.
Oh, we got another week. That's fine.
Your
I don't want
buddy,
move off.
The coach is. What do you think about his comments?
Which one? Who? I didn't see this.
Campbell, he just on not going.
Oh, the Lions coach.
The Lions coach, yeah. Not going for the points.
Right.
And don't you think he's digging a little deep? Shouldn't he kind of say, you know what? But he's, you know.
That's not his style.
No.
That's not
can't
him.
Can't be wrong.
That's not his MO.
Yeah.
His MO is full steam ahead. You know, the thing is, too, though, I was reading a good thing. I don't know if it's just on Facebook or someplace where that kicker was under like 50% from like 48 or 49 yards. I want to say he was almost like our kicker, like 4 of 9. So it's not a gimme. You know, it's not quite a gimme from there.
I thought that was interesting yesterday because yesterday we talked about that was 65 years ago yesterday that Vince Lombardi signed his contract
right.
with the Green Bay Packers. But I was just reading a little bit about Campbell and his – how tenacious he is on, look, we did the right thing. And it's like, no, you didn't. I don't know if you did, but wasn't it Vince Lombardi that said always take the points?
Yes.
Okay.
He always did.
Which I thought was kind of, I know there's all these, what's it called now? You know,
analytics.
Analytics. And they didn't have that, obviously, back then. But I anyway,
yeah.
whatever.
No, I mean, he is who he is. And that's one of the reasons they are where they are.
Right.
I mean, I've seen that team, they're that team since, you know, 1962, probably the first time I ever saw the Detroit Lions play a football game with Nick Petrosanti. Remember him?
No.
Milt Plum?
I was 4 years old.
No. Milt Plum?
No.
Three. Well, Alex Karras, of course.
Yes. That didn't even...
Wayne Walker? Dick Night Train Lane?
Jeez.
Terry God. Barr?
Okay.
Gale
okay.
Cogdill?
Sorry I asked.
Okay. Yes or no? Any of those?
Yeah, none. Zero.
All right. Well, anyway, I just think he is who he is. And Detroit needed that. They needed an entire change. And if you know what? If you go down that way, you go down that way.
Exactly.
But you're true to yourself in that game.
Yeah.
So he's trying to create that culture. And I know that's a you know, the phrase everybody uses these days, but Detroit needed a culture. It had no culture whatsoever for 60 years.
Yeah.
It needed something. So good or bad, lose the game, win the game. This is who we are, and this is how we're going to do it.
All right. He's taking...
It's a very aggressive type. Yeah, we're not holding back for anybody.
No, and I'm not,
so I give him credit for that. I hate these coaches that start out one way, and then all of a sudden they kind of wishy-washy, and you're not sure exactly who they are or what they're doing.
Oh, no.
Those are the ones I'm not
dealt with
of.
That guy.
No doubt with that guy.
Anyway, I'm still into football. I'm of course, I told you I'm a Chiefs fan. So
I'm pulling big for the 49ers.
Yeah.
How much do you owe me now?
$30. I'll go double or nothing on that.
Todd?
I thought it was 40, but
I did
No. You remember you guys? Play the go to the tape.
Do you remember, guys?
No, there was something I picked up $10 in a conversation.
All right, we'll go 30.
It's 30. Right. Yeah, we'll
I get the 49ers.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
You're
totally.
Right.
Chiefs are going to win that game.
Who owns the Chiefs? Owns
Slapshot.
Slapshot.
Oh, I was going to say
back the Huns. Slapshot.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. Today, it's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Well, there's a lot of farm shows and events happening across the state of Wisconsin, and they depend on volunteers. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. But you know what? Fewer and fewer of those volunteers are available. Anna Maynard, General Manager with Wisconsin Farm Technology Day, says because of the value those volunteers hold for shows, they've changed up their policy a little bit to reflect their high value.
There are so many people who out of their love in their heart that they will come and they will do something. But those days are kind of a little bit going to the side. You know, you need to recognize that those volunteers are making a commitment and you need to commit to them as well. So the show has decided that when volunteers come and work during the show, we track their hours and we then have them select a nonprofit organization, and then a monetary amount of money per hour worked is then donated to that charity.
Anna Maynard, General Manager of Wisconsin Farm Technology Day, she said any event, regardless of its size, that depends on volunteers, going to have to rethink not only how you engage with those volunteers, recruit those volunteers, but also reward those volunteers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The 35 Under 35 program is a great way to recognize young farmers and ag professionals for all the hard work that they do on sustainability. Through this program, I've really gotten to see a lot of different perspectives on how everybody defines sustainability differently. You're really going to have a great network of people to lean on in the future if you have any questions or any issues that may arise.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And tomorrow, somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 farmers from across the state will gather together for Ag Day at the Capitol. It involves not only commodity groups, but also the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. One policy item that they'll be reviewing is their request to provide members with a unique and affordable health coverage plan option that's currently operated by state farm bureaus in seven other states. According to Jason Mungnaini with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau, it would require Wisconsin to flex some of their regulatory issues around insurance. Our team will be there keeping you posted on advancements. Follow along at MidwestFarmReport.com, Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
A little freezing drizzle, maybe a few snowflakes, and then eventually just drizzle after the temperatures do warm a bit. But overall, it's going to be another cloudy, dreary day today with a high of 37. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Clearing tonight will drop down to 30. Tomorrow will be sunny, a bit breezy, and warmer with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. this part of the show or want to share it with a friend, check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. These temperatures just keep going up. 37 in Appleton, 35 now in Green Bay, 34 in Oshkosh at 6:34 in the morning. That's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Wow. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. You know, we've talked a lot about them when the weather is really cold. Well, you know, that's not the time to start thinking about getting the new windows and doors. The time to start thinking about it is when the weather is kind of nice like this. Because if the weather is going to be nice like this down the road here, you're not going to have as much trouble when they take out your old windows and old doors and things like that. So now would be a great time, folks. If you want to get something done this spring, now would be a great time to get a hold of the folks at Pella Windows and Doors. And once again, they've got some phenomenal, phenomenal deals taking place. But, Jim, you have them yourself, and they have just been a wonder for you as far as your heating bills, haven't they, over
no
the
doubt.
Years?
And they look good. You know, they give you there's quite a selection. But, man, they got nice windows and doors. And
yeah.
They pick it out. The guy comes in like this and that. But I was just, again, you know, I knew well, we needed to do that, right? Our house is old. But I was just, I don't know if shocked is the right word, but I was just really pleasantly surprised how quickly our heat bill was cut in like half. I'm not kidding you.
That's awesome.
But we had, like I said, older houses.
Yeah.
A little bit more leakage. But it's not cheap, but it's worth the investment.
Worth it. So visit PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com. Great place, great people. And I'll tell you what, they'll come in and out like nothing to it.
Right.
Just check it out.
It's free. They come in
free.
And they give you the consulting.
There you go.
So
check that out. Yes. Right. We're talking. Oh, here comes our special guest. The
two of them.
Train got in their way, as every single person that lives in Green
Bay
has experienced.
Canadian National is so easy to work with. man, those guys, they blocked a marathon one time for us, and people missed it. They are the worst. They are the
did
worst.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did.
In the middle of a marathon?
In the middle of a marathon, they sent the train through. They didn't have to do that. We sent them letters. And there are people that, that didn't qualify for the Boston, you know, I mean.
Because
of the train.
Wow.
And they're like, hey, you're not going to, don't mess with interstate commerce.
Wow.
Yeah, they are very, very difficult to work with. They block, and we're like, look, you can't block, especially, you know, because of ambulances, you know, 8 minutes max. And they're like, those guys don't have watches or whatever. They don't care. They are very, very difficult to work with. And I wish they would be nicer to us.
So brought to our friends at Canadian Railroad.
Well, no, and they don't, but Johnny, the other thing about, just one more compliment to them.
Compliment or comment?
Comment. I was just trying to be funny. The railroad, when you drive and it takes out the bottom of your car, they need to fix those. That is not, that's their property that goes through the street, like on Larson Road. And we've offered to fix those for free. We're like, look, you guys. And they're like, no, that's our stuff. And we'll fix it when we get to it.
I actually had that happen with my car one time.
Right?
Not here, up in Crivitz.
Oh, that happened.
Or the fan went right through my radiator.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, but one of the challenges of our community, but a lot of good stuff going on in our community.
A lot of good people in our community.
And they're here.
A lot of people that help people in need in our community. We've got two of them right here. Cheryl Dingman, Gwen Keller. Fox City's Crisis Response Team, Domestic Violence. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. That is a good feeling though, when you're sitting there waiting for that train to go by. I love it when it stops and backs up.
Oh, yeah. To rehitch.
That happens, yeah.
Right.
We know it.
We know it.
But
you know what? I'm going to do this.
My parents would always... look at that. John can go in there.
Yeah, okay.
But because we'd get so anxious, my dad would always make us count the cars. Right. I mean, every dad does that, but it just passes the time a little bit. Anyway, hey, more importantly, thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Right. And so we talk a lot about, Johnny and I, especially because it's an early morning program, about all the great things that are going on in Green Bay, everything football to some of the enhanced lighting, some of the great events that are going on. But this community is not without its struggles. And those of us who deal with problems by talking about them is what we're going to do today. Mm-hmm. And one of a big issue out there, and I was reading some of the statistics, and it's almost too early for some of those statistics, you know, every 9 seconds and the number of people that, but domestic abuse is an issue throughout the United States, but right here in the Fox Valley and in Green Bay. And you too address that from a victim standpoint, right?
We do. We actually get paged out to a lot of domestic violence calls by law enforcement. So I you know, in talking and trying to figure out what would be the best way to approach this today, we basically wanted to bring awareness to the community. I think a lot of people struggle with domestic violence, and number one, they don't want to call it what it really is. Number two, they don't know where to turn and where there is help. And a lot of times when you're in those situations, it's really hard to figure out where it is that we need to go, what to do, what's out there, how can somebody help? I'm too scared to leave, that, right. Those kinds of issues. So, you know, in putting together the notes and stuff and what to talk about today, we wanted to bring a big sense of awareness to the community.
And I think some people might, and I know I have a little experience with this, in that the Golden House here in Green Bay is a place that is great. They just expanded, and but it's not always just some young 19-20-year-old. And there's people who are in their 50s,
yes,
60s, that, I mean.
And people that have endured it for years that they don't say anything. So the average domestic violence case, it takes us an average of 7 times reporting before somebody will even start to leave. So it really makes it, if you really put that into context, and that's just the times that they have reported it. That is not how many times it's actually happened, right? And one of the things that we always will say to our victims when we get on scene is, this is never going to get better. Right. It's never going to get better. It's always, always, always going to get worse. And we talk about how the power and control wheel is probably one of our biggest resources that we will pull out to have conversations with victims. And that power and control wheel talks about the different stages of how domestic violence plays. So there's so many different ways. You know, you have like your honeymoon phase, and that's where you're completely oblivious to what is going on. And, oh, life is good, and I love you so much, where you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. And then the next thing you run into is you have, who's texting you? Why are they texting you?
Right.
You don't need them. Give me your phone. Let me see what else is in your phone. So just these little type of
Let's talk about that one.
Let me just reintroduce our guest, Jim. Okay. Cheryl Dingman, Gwen Coller, Fox City's Crisis Response Team for Domestic Violence.
And it's progressively worse. And, like, when's the time to call you or do something? I mean, she talked about the honeymoon phase, and then she talked about the control phase. And just, it's hard, I bet. You got an income.
Sure.
You obviously got together with this person for other reasons, and...
Mm-hmm. I think, well, where we step in is when law enforcement calls us out on scene. And also with the permission of the victim, they've given permission for us to be there. And so we were there, obviously in their worst moment.
Right.
Sometimes they don't realize that it is really their worst moment. They know that, there's been many incidences that have led up to this situation. And it's our job to assess how they are doing emotionally and physically.
So what are the options when you show up? You're called by the sheriff's department or police department.
Law enforcement.
Law enforcement.
Yes.
Okay. And you show up. I mean, can you get this creep out of the house, or is this something where you need to take the victim and get them into a safe environment? I mean, what's the decision tree there?
Sure. That's a great question. When law enforcement is called out for domestic violence, it's my understanding that it is a state law that someone has to be arrested. So more than likely, someone will be arrested. Now, how long they're incarcerated for, that all depends on their, shall we say, their resume of activity. there was a gentleman that we know of on Saturday. He was violating probation and bail jumping and a few things. So he's going to be away for a little while, which is a blessing for her, because then she's able to get the assistance that she wants and desperately needs. So
can I just jump in real quick?
Yeah.
What's that like for one of you people, middle of the night or whatever, you get a call, you have to go over to this place where something traumatic just happened, emotions are high. What kind of a human being, and I mean that in the nicest way, but, well, how tough do you have to be that person to take that call?
Pretty tough. It's not for the faint at heart. I will say that the people that are on this team, my team members, you know, there's a thorough background check. We do a lot of interviews. So I'm not going to bring you onto this team if you can't handle some really tough. And I mean, we don't go on anything that is not tough.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Everything that we experience has some kind of level of trauma attached to it. So, you know, in this case with the domestic violence, it usually the offender is in custody or has been removed from the home because we are the law enforcement makes sure that it's a safe scene for us to arrive on. So, you know, going on a scene after that offender has been arrested, sometimes they're still sitting in the back of the car when we arrive, but we are safe because we also have law enforcement on scene with us. So
I would think the worst thing would be if there were kids involved too.
Kids. Yeah. The kids just take it to a whole different level. Absolutely, to a whole different level. And you know, the thing with domestic violence and children is that kids don't always have the domestic violence happening to them, but they are experiencing it. Yes. Therefore, they are affected.
Exactly.
You know, they grow up in this. And a lot of times when you start peeling back the layers of the onion of why this is happening. So whether we are looking at the offender's past trauma or we're looking at the victim's past trauma or both of them, it can become a very toxic situation. And so then that is going to boil over to the kids. The kids, this is all they see. That's all they know. So now they're going to grow up, and then this is the way that they're going to behave.
Yes, I think we've studied that or learned that is it becomes almost generational. I'll give you a lot of credit. I just want to say, and I think John would say the same thing. I'll give you a lot of credit for the restraint that you and your team and police officers have, because probably my emotions would get the better part of me, and I'm not sure this guy would, you know. But let me ask you this. Can this be cured? Can it be fixed? I mean, sometimes you read these things, and then it's like there's a death that comes. Remember that lady up in Marinette? Mm-hmm. And it just never got better. I mean, can these things be resolved, or did you have any happy news with this? I mean, where something did actually get resolved and the counseling worked?
I think the answer is definitely yes, but not in every situation or circumstance. It can get better through you graciously giving us the opportunity to discuss it so that we can educate the community on looking at warning signs, looking at things that are indicators that lead to domestic violence, which then lead to a homicide, if not intervened. You can take the offender, and they can be, if treated properly in terms of getting the right counseling and getting to their why and the motivation and break their cycle, yes. And I think immediately to assist the one who was the victim and get them assistance and get them in a counseling situation.
So you guys are like on scene. Are the resources there in the Fox Valley? Are the resources there in Oshkosh, Green Bay?
Many.
There are.
Many.
Okay, tell us a little bit about some of the options or resources.
Sure. So in different counties, so when we talk about Winnebago County, there is the Christine Ann Center is the domestic violence shelter in Winnebago County. And then in Appleton, we have the Harbor House.
Oh, right, I've heard of that.
Yep, and they are that go-to. And it's not so much just a domestic shelter. They offer such a variety of different services where if restraining orders are needed, they have legal counsel there that actually can help the victims go and apply for that at the courthouses. But there's also support groups, and they've, you know, some of these shelters have places for animals too, because a lot of times when somebody wants to leave the house and there's an animal, the first thing that they go, I can't leave because I can't leave the dog here. I can't leave the cat here. I'll just stay here because I can't bring them with me. But some of the, like, I know for a fact that Harbor House has the ability to take animals as well, because if that's going to get them out of that house and get them safe, then.
Well, that could be their security blanket.
That's exactly too. It. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, I worked with an organization just helping and raise funds and everything like that. And they actually had houses that were like anonymous where they had to almost like stash these people at times, don't they? I mean, this can be, I mean, okay, it's great. You're there that night and the cops there and everybody's there, but it's that interlude in between other things happening where it's these women could be in danger, couldn't they?
Absolutely. And I think what you're touching on is stalking.
Yeah.
And that's why they have to have those houses. And that's also one of the reasons why Harbor House has a garage where, you know, these victims can hide their cars so that when they're,
okay, hold that thought.
Yeah, you guys got to stick around.
We just had a real quick break. This is fascinating stuff, really important stuff. Back after this.
I can't help remember
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Festival Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theater. And our first show of the year is Two and a Half Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, Two and a Half, and my other brothers, 1 through 5, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Dykesville and cruise for Illinois Babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. Two and a Half Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheater.org or call 920-494-3401.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app. We're joined by Cheryl Digman and Gwen Collar, Fox City's Crisis Response Team, Domestic Violence. Really important stuff you two ladies are discussing here, and you're doing it in a fantastic manner. So if you wouldn't mind picking up a little bit right where we left off, but you know, people don't realize this just isn't a, you know, okay, there's an outburst, whatever. You know, sometimes it's almost life-threatening in what happens.
Oh, we were talking about that break, Johnny, that ultimately what they're trying to do is prevent a homicide.
Yeah.
And this is progressively worse. Mm-hmm. And we talked about some beginning signs, but, you know, advice for people that I think they know this isn't right. You know, I mean, they may not want to talk to somebody, maybe embarrassed about it. I'm not sure. What advice do you have? You say there's resources out there. I take comfort in hearing that because I always worry that we don't have the resources. We sure don't have them for some things, right? Fentanyl and homelessness. We're struggling. But the fact that we do have resources for domestic violence, I think we're to be applauded for that.
To me, when we talk about the resources and when we're on scene with victims talking about the resources, a lot of times they don't want to hear it. Right off the bat. So when we get on scene, they don't want to admit that they're the victim. They don't want to be in that position. They also, meaning the victim, might be under the influence of some kind of substance. So it's hard to almost have some of those really tough conversations. But I personally, when I've been on scene, have also taken the children and kind of used them to get that parent to open their eyes and say, okay, so when are we going to stop making excuses right. and start making yourself and these children a priority? And somebody might say, well, that's just really easy for you to say. It is easy for me to say, but what's not easy is when I have to come back here and do that death notification to your family member because we tried to get you outside that door. We tried to get you to get to the, you got to want it. You got to want to get out, but there's a lot of fear. There is a lot of fear. And because we don't walk in their shoes, it's easy for all of us to sit here and say, you know what? Why don't they just leave? Well, that's probably one of the most insulting things you can say to a domestic violence victim because they truly have, they're intelligent survivors that know better than anyone how to calculate the risks. So if you think about that, when you're in a home like that, when you are in a home that's completely controlled, you've been stripped from your family, which is the isolation. You have been stripped away from any economical decisions. You don't have the money to leave. You don't have the money to go to the grocery store. They might be monitoring how much, you know, money you can have each day to go do stuff. But that is just the top layer of that onion. It's all the layers that you peel back that start to turn into something that is more intense.
And I think what you bring to that on scene is the reality of it. This is not going to get better. Yep. And I think you guys, I mean, I've met you before, but Gwen today, you come with some credibility. I mean, you guys have a presence about yourself that I'm not saying you've lived it, but you understand it. And I
been in the trenches.
Right. And right. I think it's like, you know, we've had other people on here with alcohol and alcoholics, I mean, you're going to die. I mean, if you don't fix this. And I think sometimes, I mean, right? Have you said that to people?
Yeah. Yeah. We've had to be that specific before in the best way possible.
Right.
Trying to be gentle, but direct and honest. what I find is when we're on scene, we are trying to assess very quickly the environment that we find ourselves in. We are literally reading the room. We're assessing our own threat. We're assessing the threats that they have already been through. You're walking into a home that most likely is, you can see the evidence of the physical turmoil that's taken place. And then you're trying to find out how best to, with respect, but with great urgency, get across the points that we need to make to them. As Cheryl mentioned, depending on if they're lucid, quite honestly, to have that kind of conversation. Thankfully, we recently had a situation where we had the privilege of being with a woman for over 2 hours. She was receptive. She was willing to listen to what we had to say and help her with a safety plan and help her with her next steps. And then there's going to be a follow-up, at least one follow-up phone call to her to make sure that she was able to accomplish some of the things that we had agreed upon. So that is a big part of it.
I bet.
Can I throw this in here? We got a text. It's important to know for guys that there's help out there as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we are actually seeing an increase in violence against men as well. So thank you for saying that, because I think a lot of times we just so easily, people just go, oh, it's always the woman who gets, you know, who's the victim, whereas men are also being targeted as much too. So yeah, absolutely. And again, these shelters also do help the men. It's not just, you know, just on the female side. They do help men with those same things. And the other thing I want to throw out there too, and a lot of times people don't really realize this, is that domestic violence always, always, always includes stalking. But stalking does not always include domestic violence. And so when I say stalking, there's so many different levels of stalking. There is your cell phone. There's your email. It could be driving past your work. It could be showing up at your work. It could be watching your every move. So stalking is starting to become more in the forefront in how we look at these domestic violence cases. But I always like to put that out there, because I don't think people really realize sometimes in these domestic violent relationships, the opposite partner, whomever it is, whoever the offender is putting a tracking device on their phone because they want to know everywhere that they go. Why were you at the store at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? You were supposed to be at home. Why are you at work? You don't need to be at work. You should be at home doing this. So it's just important that when we talk stalking, we need to just, or talk domestic violence, be aware of the stalking component of it.
And that's gotten a lot more media attention for wide.
Yes, it has.
If I could, I know this couple that you want to talk about, the sweetest looking, most wonderful, loving, successful, professional couple in the world, and things happen with them, and it turns out you can't believe the electronic surveillance that the guy, like, you can't believe it. So, I mean, that almost makes, I hate to say, easier or something, but that's a tough situation.
It is,
but
sure.
You can step in, and would a restraining order combat that stalking? Like, so, what's it? I want to know, before you go, I want to know what are the options for stalking? Because stalking is a thing.
Stalking, the options for stalking is you really just need to be aware of your surroundings. You need to make sure that you are watching your back. I mean, we have things about what to wear, what not to wear, that kind of thing. Right. So, stalking can become very, very dangerous. But it's important to make sure those apps get taken off your phone if you know they're on there. If your significant other has put them on, then we need to make sure that.
This is great. I mean, this is not that's not the right word. This is so important.
I give you guys all
so
the credit in the world.
Right, for doing
like,
this.
You know, when I talked to her, when Jim and I talked to our guys from Midwest Restoration,
right,
you know, every time they go out, they're dealing with what is possibly the worst thing that's ever happened to these people, or one of the top three usually. And you guys do the same thing.
Right.
And to be called out and go out into these situations, I just want to salute you for your courage and your resolve and your dedication to helping these people.
Quickly, website, how can people get in touch with you?
VictimCrisisResponse.org is our website, and you can reach out and leave a message.
Cheryl Digman, Gwen Coller, Fox City's response team for crisis domestic violence. Thank you both so very much. Come back anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball coming up at noon on Tuesday. Another edition of Wacky Things Legislators Say in Madison. Join us at noon on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Valley. Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Mosel with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.